Yesterday, in the word batana, Saraji explained the meaning of ba, combining with the example, the worldly example. And it means that the mindfulness should rush into the object like a sudden attack as soon as the object arises. By rushing the mind onto the object like a sudden attack as soon as the object arises, is preventing the defilements from arising. So yogis who are practicing, they know themselves if they are able to do so or not. And as the teachers, as the siyaros, cannot watch the yogis everywhere or anywhere, whether they are practicing according to the teachings or not, and they would not know, siyaros will not know if the yogi is following accurately, precisely. It is very important to practice accurately, precisely, according to the guidance and instruction. In the text, there is the word sutta. Sutta is the word for a line of string that the carpenter uses. When the carpenters have to cut the piece of wood, they use this line of string to make markings which part of the wood should be cut. And according to these markings, one, the carpenter cuts the wood. And in order to keep the cutting accurate, the carpenter uses this line of string to make markings so that he will get the accurate cutting and the wood will become good in shape. The mind is ugly if the mind is not formed or shaped. The defilements are ruining the mind, making the mind ugly, polluted. And if the defilements gain the upper hand, the mind becomes unruly and ugly. In order to avoid the ugly mind from arising, one has to be mindful of the presently arising object so that the defilement will not enter into the mind based on these objects. At the time the person is being mindful, at the time of discerning the object, the defilements do not arise. And just as the carpenter cutting the wood according to the markings or according to the markings that is done using the string of rope, in the same way, when the yogi notes the object, being mindful of it, discerning it, the defilements do not arise, and the mind is in good shape. So, another example is given. When writing, one needs the lined paper in order to write straight. A person who is not skillful in writing, if he or she uses plain paper without lines in it, then at times his or her writing go up and then down, crooked, and it doesn't look good. So they need lined paper so that they can write in a linear line. In the same way, when the yogis practice, they need the guidance and instructions. It is very important for the practice. And some of the yogis, they are not satisfying. So it is the duty of the siyaros to give them guidance and instruction. If the yogi respect the guidance and instruction that has been given out of metta and cetana, if they respect the guidance and instruction that are given to them with loving kindness, good intention and volition, if they practice diligently, it will be beneficial for the yogi. So the guidance and instructions are given not for the benefit of teacher, but for the benefit of the yogis. And Saraji encourages the yogis not to practice flippantly or in a haphazard way or easygoing manner. Some of the yogis are breaking their precious practice with an excuse of their sickness that are not big. So because of their sickness, which are not big, they let themselves to lose the practice that uplift their life. And they do not know that it is a pity to lose such kind of high-class practice. And they would like to stay in their place, practicing in their place. They want to stay free in their rooms. And Saraji explains that only if, when the person cannot eat well, sleep well, cannot move around well, it is taken that the person is sick. But if the person is able to eat well, sleep well, able to move around, it is taken that the person is good in health. So one should not give excuses just because of their sickness that are not big. Just ordinary kind of sicknesses are no excuse in the practice that is very precious. Some of the yogis may complain that the rules are strict, but Saraji says that the rules in the meditation center are not more than the teachings of the Buddha. There is nothing more, there is nothing stricter than the guidance and instruction of the Buddha. So when practicing the high class practice, there should be discipline. Without discipline, it will not be good. The Dhamma is the accurate guidance and instruction in order to bring benefit. And while practicing according to these guidance and instructions, there should also be discipline. So Vinaya is the discipline. So while practicing the Dhamma, practicing accordingly to the guidance and instruction, there also need to be discipline. So the Dhamma Vinaya, the definite guidance and instruction to bring benefit, and the discipline to make the action proper, these Dhamma Vinaya are the true culture of the Buddha. So if the yogi is practicing in an easygoing manner, flippantly, they are wasting their precious time. And some of the yogi do not value the benefit of practice, so they are practicing in an easygoing manner. It shows that they do not value their practice. And Saraji reminds the yogi not to let it happen. So in the worldly life, people like to have privileges. They like to have full privilege in the society. And as they give priority to one's privilege, they are accustomed to it. And when they come for meditation retreat, they also like to ask privileges from the center. So in the meditation practice, there is no privilege. Practicing Satipatthana meditation, one is practicing in order to keep the bodily behavior, verbal behavior, mental behavior to be blameless, pure, and clean. So one should cherish and value the practice, and one will not lose anything by not getting these privileges, and one should practice according to the guidance and instruction, practicing diligently. By practicing diligently according to the guidance and instructions, the person's physical behavior, verbal behavior, mental behavior will be pure, clean, and one will discern the truth. By discerning, one will overcome the defilements that have been following throughout the round of assistances. The defilements that are overcoming the person throughout the life will be overcome through cultivating of knowledge. And cultivating supramundane knowledge, one totally removes the defilements that are degrading the person, and the person becomes free from the gravity of defilements. So in order to reach that state, one should not practice in an easygoing manner. One should not practice in a flippant way. And through the practice, one will gain the true Buddhist culture to the level that one has assurance and guarantee. And one should practice in order to reach that level. The ordinary form of defilements, raga, dosa, moha, lust, anger, delusion, as well as the extreme form of lust, anger, delusion, are troubling the mind. And due to these defilements, one becomes blameworthy, being criticized by others, such as a lustful person, aggressive person, deluded person. And when it becomes extreme, they get criticized and blamed by others. And the person's physical, verbal behavior become rude, gross, burning, suffering, impure, and blameworthy. And if the person is accepting these defilements, the person will never be purified. The person will always be rude, gross, all the time, suffering, becoming disgusting. So one should remove these rudenesses. One should prevent the gross defilements from arising. One should cure and suppress the medium form of defilements. And one should uproot the latent dormant defilements through the practice of Sila, Samadhi, and Panya, the three trainings of morality, concentration, and wisdom. Buddha himself practiced this way, and Buddha made beings practice the way Buddha himself had practiced. So it is the true culture. So while having the opportunity, one should uplift one's life so that one's life will be pure, clean, peaceful, lovable, and uplifted. And one should practice according to the teachings of the Buddha in order to uplift one's life, to make one's life lovable and peaceful. Buddha can only give guidance, and Buddha cannot save the being, but Buddha can only guide the way of practice. It is the person who has to practice by himself, by herself, according to these teachings, diligently, and one has to practice so that one will not be a rude or gross person. And one should practice Sila Sikha, morality training. One should practice Samadhi Sikha, concentration training. And one should practice by preventing, curing, suppressing the defilements. By being mindful, having Vidya effort, Sati mindfulness, and Samadhi concentration. And one should cure and suppress and uproot these defilements. If the latent dormant defilements are not uprooted, they will surface in the mind. There will be obsessive defilements arising in the mind. So these defilements are just like useless weeds and creepers growing in the plot of land, which are useless and which give trouble. While having the opportunity to practice, one should practice according to the teachings of the Buddha in order to remove gross, medium, and refined form of defilements. And in order to remove these gross, medium, refined form of defilements, one should practice according to the teachings every single second. And it is the duty of the yogi to practice diligently according to the guidance, being mindful every single second. And yogis are instructed how they should be noting. They have been given instruction in detail. But if the yogi is not practicing accordingly to this guidance and instruction, it shows that they do not like to uplift their life. So if one really wants to uplift one's life, one should practice diligently according to these guidance and instructions. So there are days left, and if the yogi practices according to these guidance and instruction diligently within the days left, there is still time to make progress. So every yogi needs to examine how they are, what the situation is. And while practicing, they should aim to be free from suffering. So while having this opportunity to practice, they need to make use of their time in the most effective way. And while they practice Sila, Samadhi, and Panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom, one is removing the suffering, physical suffering, mental suffering, and one is controlling one's body, speech, and mind so that one's bodily behavior, verbal behavior, mental behavior will be pure and clean. It is very precious. It is the true culture. And one should have the complete human culture through the practice. And one should make a firm determination that one will practice diligently according to this guidance and instruction. And Saraji strongly encourages that yogis have the strong determination to practice diligently according to the guidance and instruction. In order to save one's life in time, the mindfulness, sati, should be according to the definition of pa thana. Pa means pakhandetva or pakhandana, meaning rushing into the object in greater speed, like a sudden attack. There should be greater speed, greatest momentum in the noting. The example is given, people who are the fans of sports, when the door to the stadium opens, the fans rush into the stadium. Just as the football fans rush into the stadium as soon as the stadium door opens, in the same way, when the object arises, the noting mind should rush into the object in the greatest speed, in greatest momentum. While noting objects such as rising and falling of the abdomen, the noting mind should rush into the rising as soon as the rising takes place. And when falling arises, one's noting mind should rush in great momentum, in greater speed, onto the falling of the abdomen. Only then the mindfulness will be outstanding, extraordinary mindfulness. And another special quality, as described by Pa, is Patretva Pavatati, meaning that whatever object arises, sati, mindfulness, should spread onto the whole object. So whatever the object arises, the sati, mindfulness, should spread onto the whole object so that the mindfulness covers the entire object and the mindfulness is sustained firmly on the object and it is satipatthana. So one should examine oneself whether one's mindfulness is extraordinary, outstanding. In the beginning of the retreat, Saraji had explained earlier on the way how one should be mindful. And now Saraji explained more in detail how the mindfulness should be. In the word patthana, Saraji explained that pa means outstanding, extraordinary. And when rising, falling of the abdomen takes place, one's noting mind, one's mindfulness should cover the whole rising so that the mindfulness covers the entire rising. And when falling takes place, the noting mind should spread onto the whole falling so that the mindfulness covers the entire falling. And sati, mindfulness, keeps the mind guarded, protected. When the mind is guarded, protected with mindfulness, the defilements have no chance to arise. In order that the mindfulness should spread and cover onto the entire object, one needs to exert ardent effort in noting so that kosaja, laziness, does not arise. So viriya, effort, heats up so that the defilements cannot enter, and one will not be cold or sluggish, having viriya. And having viriya, one is active, alert, ready, and noting the object. And there should be diligent effort in the noting, courageous effort in the noting. Whatever object that arises, the mindfulness should spread and cover the entire object. Sati, mindfulness, protects the mind. Rakha means the mindfulness guarding, protecting the mind. Avarana, meaning that mindfulness is blocking the defilements, and thus there will be goti, the mind is safe and secure. The mind is in safety, security. Having safety, security away from defilements, the defilements will no longer captivate the mind, and there will be moti or vimoti. There will be freedom away from defilements. And there will be sandhi, the peacefulness. The mind is not agitated by these defilements. The mind is not agitated by raga, lust. The mind is not agitated by dosa, anger. There will be the mind calming, collected, unified. And there is also Dadanga Sandhi, momentary peace. Having Dadanga Sandhi, momentary peace, moment by moment, it is sure way to attain Achanda Sandhi, the total peace. So in order to gain the Achanda Sandhi, the total peace, one needs to have Dadanga Sandhi, momentary peace, moment by moment. And when the Dadanga Sandhi, momentary peace, is continuous one after another, moment by moment, the energy of this momentary peace will become stronger and stronger, and it will lead to Achanda Sandhi, the total peace. When one has attained the Achanda Sandhi, the total peace, then it is very good, very peaceful. The Achanda Sandhi, the total peace, is not like the heaven that has been promised by other beliefs, other religions. And this teaching is not like if a person believes it, the person will be saved into the heaven. If the person does not believe, then it will go to hell. It is no such kind of thing like that. Buddha taught what is possible, what is probable, teaching the cause and effect, so that when the person practices according to the teachings of the Buddha, one will gain these benefits and one will gain the true peace by practicing according to the teachings of the Buddha. And if one practices accordingly, it is guaranteed that one will gain the total peace. And Jaroji had explained the meanings of Ba. And Jaroji has answered the sixth question. The seventh question is, when Sati and Patthana are combined together, what is the complete meaning? And most of the answers to the seventh question are already given in the answer of the sixth question. And there is just a brief explanation for the answer for question seven. So the complete meaning of Sati and Patthana combined together is that it is the mindfulness that is closely firmly, steadfastly established on the objects, Kaya, Vedana, Citta, and Dhamma. And it is the meaning. And tomorrow, Saraji will continue to explain the meanings. And this will be all for today. Sadhu, sadhu.